Morning. I'm just going to read Luke 1, verses 5 to 25. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all of the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as a priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. But when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and a delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he was taking so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them, but remained unable to speak. When this time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown me his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people."
Good morning. Several years ago, a small town experienced a long and unexpected power outage. It happened in the middle of December. Cold, dark, inconvenient, and for hours people waited for the lights to come back on. At first, everyone complained. "Why is this taking so long? How can this happen now? Nothing is working." But something surprising began to happen as the hours passed. Families who normally spent their evenings scattered across different rooms suddenly gathered around the same table lit by candles. Neighbors who barely spoke to each other came outside to check on one another. People who were used to noise, television, phones, traffic, found themselves in a strange but peaceful quiet. One family said later, "When the power finally came back on, we almost wished it hadn't. The darkness forced us to slow down. It made us listen. And to each other and to God." Zechariah and Elizabeth had been living in their own power outage for years. Their prayers for a child seemed unanswered. Their situation felt dark, silent, and hopeless. Thank you. Then in God's perfect timing, light broke in through an angel's message. But even then, Zechariah doubts, and God gives him 9 months of literal silence. And yet, that silence wasn't a punishment. It was a preparation. It became the sacred space where God was working behind the scenes. Hope was growing in Elizabeth's womb, and Zechariah's faith was being reshaped. And as we will see, like the family during the blackout, Zechariah discovered that sometimes, just sometimes, God speaks loudest when everything else goes quiet. But before we get into this wonderful story, let's talk briefly about Advent. Advent does not begin with angels singing. Advent does not begin with shepherds rejoicing. It begins in the dark. It begins with silence and waiting and longing and the ache of unanswered prayer. For Israel, it had been about 400 years since the last prophet. No visions, no angelic encounters, no new scriptures, just silence. And into that long, heavy silence, Luke introduces us not to a king or a prophet, but to two elderly, faithful people whose private pain mirrors the national story of Israel. Their names are Zechariah and Elizabeth. And the Advent story does not begin with the birth of Jesus. It begins with two people who have lived a lifetime in unresolved prayer. Because Advent is a season where people lean in and wait. And this morning, as we look at the passage, we'll focus on three things. Firstly, faithfulness in the silence. Secondly, hope in the impossible. And thirdly, God's grace in our doubt. So firstly, faithfulness in the silence. Luke goes out of his way to tell us who Zechariah and Elizabeth are. He says that they are righteous in the sight of God. They walk blamelessly. They're descendants of Aaron. And they serve in the temple. If anyone should have lived a life filled with blessing, it should have been them. And yet, Luke adds a very painful line. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren and both were very old. For years, maybe decades, Zechariah and Elizabeth prayed for a child. They longed for what others received without asking. They carried disappointment that wouldn't go away. And still they remained faithful. They didn't walk away from God. They didn't grow bitter. They didn't abandon their calling. Zechariah continued showing up for temple duty. Elizabeth continued walking in obedience. They kept praying even when the prayer felt hopeless. And this is the quiet heroism of Advent. Faithfulness in long silences. I suspect there are people here this morning who carry prayers that feel like Zechariah and Elizabeth's. a loved one maybe far from God, a struggling marriage, a diagnosis that scares you, a dream that feels out of reach, a longing that seems too late to fulfill. And Advent speaks directly into that place. Advent says, heaven's silence is not God's absence. Advent says, God is closer than you think. And Advent says that your faithfulness in the darkness matters. And then in verses 8 to 17, we look at hope in the impossible. One day, Zechariah is chosen by the drawing of lots to offer incense in the temple. It's a privilege that is so rare that a priest could experience it only once in a lifetime. And he steps into the holy place, smoke rises, prayers are offered, and suddenly, after centuries of silence, an angel appears. Gabriel, the angel who stands in the presence of God. The first words that break 400 years of silence are these: do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The silence of heaven is shattered not with judgment, but with comfort. Do not be afraid. And then Gabriel speaks a sentence that must have taken, I think, Zechariah's breath away. Your prayer has been heard. Your prayer has been heard. Which prayer? I can imagine Zechariah thinking, which prayer? Probably the one he'd stopped praying long ago. The one he had emotionally filed away under impossible. And the angel continues, Elizabeth will bear you a son. You will name him John. He will be a joy and a delight. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will prepare the way for the Lord himself. Notice here the tenderness of God. Before announcing salvation to the world through Jesus, God steps into the personal heartbreak of an elderly couple. Before he sends the Messiah, he heals a wound that has shaped two lives. The God of cosmic redemption first brings quiet restoration to two weary hearts. And this is the heart of Advent. This is the heart of Advent. God often begins his greatest works in the places we have given up hope. When we think our story is over, God says, I am just beginning. When we believe nothing can change, God whispers, watch what I will do. When in your life this morning does the word, or where I should say in your life does the word impossible live? My relationship with God feels too dry. My child is too far gone. My past is too heavy. My faith is too weak. My situation is too complicated. Advent is for that. Advent is God's announcement that the impossible is God's speciality. And then finally, we see in the last verses from 18 to 25, God's grace in our doubt. Zechariah responds honestly. I think I would have done the same. How can I be sure of this? This isn't, I don't think, curiosity. I think it's doubt tinged with exhaustion. He essentially, I think, says, Gabriel, we're old. Our chance is gone. Our story's finished. You can almost hear the years in his voice, the disappointments, the prayers prayed perhaps through tears, the hopelessness that has quietly settled in. Zechariah is righteous, but even godly people can grow tired of hoping. And yet, notice the response. Gabriel doesn't revoke the promise that he's just made. He doesn't turn away. Instead, God gives Zechariah a sign. And that sign is silence. For 9 months, Zechariah will speak no words. Some people think that that might be punishment because he didn't believe. I'm not too sure about that. I think it's about grace. God gives Zechariah time. Time to watch Elizabeth's belly grow. Time to ponder the angel's words. Time to let faith regrow in his heart. In my experience, sometimes God quiets our voices so he can quiet our fears. Sometimes silence is where faith is reborn. And Elizabeth, bless her faith, responds with joy. The Lord has done this for me. Her response is a song long before Zechariah sings it. I think Advent reminds us that God is patient with our doubt. And doubt is not the end of our story. God meets us where faith feels thin. His promises do not depend on our perfection. Zechariah begins this story doubting, but he will end it prophesying. God is not finished with him, and God is not finished with you and me. So there we have it. It's not a small story. It's the doorway into Christmas. It tells us that God honors faithfulness and silence. If that's you this morning, your waiting is seen. Your tears are noticed. Your perseverance matters. And God brings hope into what feels impossible. No age, no situation, no season is beyond his reach. And God meets our doubt with grace, not rejection. He works through imperfect faith. He completes what we cannot. Zechariah and Elizabeth teach us that Advent isn't about pretending that everything is fine. It's about bringing our longing, our weariness, and our questions before the God who breaks the silence with hope. So today, hear God into your waiting, your unanswered prayers, your longings. Hear him. Your prayer has been heard. Your prayer has been heard. May this Advent season be one indeed of renewed hope, holy expectation, and deep trust in the God who keeps his promises, even long after we think the time has passed. Amen.